Hello.
Hey John, it's Ruben. How are you doing?
I'm good with you.
Good, good, good. So I wanted to give you an update on your file. Is now an okay time?
Okay, yeah, this, yes,
Perfect, perfect,
right now.
perfect. So, and has Marlin gotten back to you, the other company you applied with, or no?
No, they haven't.
Okay, so let me kind of give you a little feedback and kind of, I like to be more educational than anything, and you know, if the terms work great, we want to be part of your success.
Yes.
So basically with equipment financing, it's not like a traditional loan because you're not putting real estate up. You're putting up equipment that really doesn't hold a lot of value. And
Yes.
so most lenders, what they're going to look for is they're going to look for a full financial package, but they define approvals on what's called time in business. And so how they define how long a business has been around is how long has that name been around. So for example, you own a Sheetrock, you want to open a
Yes.
summit Sheetrock. Then you got the consistency. However,
Yes.
this is a new name, but that's not really like the end of the story.
Okay.
Here's what I can do for you right now. I can get you documents out today if you're interested. If not, we can explore some other options.
Okay.
Without tax returns, without any additional information, I can approve you automatically for $75,000 plus sales tax. But I'm working on increasing it to 150. I do
Yes.
work with some partner banks who will probably give you other loans. So I work with a sister bank that will do like, hey, they'll do 75, hey, they'll do 50, hey, they'll do 100. Now, this is without tax returns. And this is
Okay.
under the new location with the new name.
Yes.
$75,000 is not a bad offer to start things out. So here are my
Okay.
thoughts. These are my thoughts, and I just want to give you my opinion, and then you could give me some feedback. Is that all right?
Sure.
I'm not the IRS.
Of course not. You're not.
I'm not here to investigate you. I honestly don't care. Your tax returns are none of my business. From a credit and underwriting perspective, though, just like when you get a real estate loan, they can be important. So here's what I'd like to do. If you want to get started on funding, I can get you docs
Okay.
out for 70. Your equipment cost is about 99,000, correct?
Yes.
All right, it's
About
99,000. Well, it's
108.
no, it's 99 plus taxes.
Oh, okay.
It's 99 plus taxes. So let's just
Okay.
bring this up. Let's just bring this up. Me one second. So we have a few options. So option one is we can start, and by the way, you're not going to finance like 75 grand of equipment and have to put the other equipment as collateral. You understand collateral, correct?
Yes.
So what here's my suggestion. You guys are obviously there's a lot of moving pieces. You guys have a lot of things to do right now, correct?
Yes.
So here's what I'd like to offer you to get the relationship started. If you're interested, and I think you should be, we can give you $75,000 in equipment financing plus sales tax right now to start off. So that means I go through your equipment list and I say, okay, I'm going to pick up to $75,000 in equipment plus sales tax. So probably somewhere in the range of $82,000. Once that is funded, I can then explore other avenues and say, hey, look, I can find another 50 here. Hey, I can find another 100 here. But at least I'm getting the ball rolling. That's the first option, which I think is the most important option to get you rolling.
But
Then
didn't you say I could originally get 150?
you can even get more than
Yes.
that. You can get even more than that. One of the things my underwriter is struggling with right now is the name change. So what they're
Oh,
trying,
okay.
yeah. So the question is, like, put it this way: if your name was Sheetrock, I'd have 150 on your desk right now. I have more than that, but
Okay.
because that I am allowed to go up to 150 without any information on financials. I'm not asking for tax returns. I'm not asking for that. I'm not here to make your life difficult. I'm here to make your life easy. With the name being different, that does call into question. But I can understand from your perspective, it's like, why would I pay $300,000 for a franchise fee? And by the way, I'm a normal person. I think. I mean, I can understand your perspective. If I was in your position, I'd probably do the same decision. But you're applying for, obviously you've got some cash flow. You're applying for some needs. So I've got you free for equipment financing. I've got $75,000 that I can send you documents on by today. I can get you funded by the end of the week. I can get that vendor funded by Thursday potentially. That's option one. It's probably the best option. And once I fund that, I'm confident that I can find approvals for you for the rest of the money if you're interested.
Okay.
The other option is, you can send me all your financial information and I can try to put together a big approval for you. But essentially, it's hard for you to get, it's almost impossible to get more than $75,000 right now for a second location restaurant if the name isn't changing and there's no business credit. And right now, there really is no business credit. So I don't want you to feel insulted by the offer. This is our maximum approval for this situation for us doing the funding. But okay. I can go to another partner of ours and get you some more money, but I just want to get something started for you.
Okay, let me speak to my mother and I'll get back to you today.
Okay, then I also want to give you some notes on the working capital, okay?
Okay, thank you.
So, do you have a minute?
Yeah, sure.
So, what I can also do is, and like I said, I'm not here to investigate you with the tax returns. I really do not care. It's your business. Okay. But for the cash loan, we've pre-approved it for $150,000 to $250,000. You should qualify. Okay. And that's cash that you can use as you see fit. So the reality is, we can cover all your needs.
Okay, let me, yeah.
Give me a second. So, we can cover all your needs. We would probably need the tax return to verify ownership on that file. Let me go also over the equipment financing and how the structure is going to work, because I want to offer you something that's very competitive. So we're looking at $75,000 plus sales tax. So that's probably, and when are you trying to order this equipment?
That is up to my mother. So to be honest, I'm just doing the conversation for her.
No worries. Do you know what the timeline is approximately?
Probably as soon as possible, because we're trying to aim for open in 3 months.
Okay. And how long does the equipment take to actually get made and be sent to you?
Probably about a month or two.
Okay. So there's definitely a time, and there's installation times and all that good stuff, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So here's my thought. This is just my opinion. There's a lender that I work with who will, I'd be greatly surprised if they don't fund you guys at least $25,000. Okay. 99% of the time, if you've got good credit, they're going to fund you $25,000. And so what I would like to do is, since I've approved you for $82,000, what I'd like to do is I'd like to pick out, and I can just go through the invoice, pick out about $82,000 of equipment. I'd also like to cover your furniture, by the way. But I'd like to get this first one done to get the ball rolling, because it doesn't require any additional information. You're not going to be required to make a down payment on this loan, by the way. So the good thing is there's no down payment required. The only money that you'll be have to send us a check for, and I'm, by the way, I might come back to you in 10 minutes and see if I can get it approved to 100, because then it's problem solved. But if we do the 75, the only check you have to write for us is a check for the first payment, so your first month, and a small one-time documentation fee. So you don't have to put first and last down. You don't have to put 25% down. It's basically a no-money-down loan. And I'm going to give you a call back in 10 minutes or so, and if you want, if I can actually put you on hold, I'll walk over to my funding department and see if I can bump it to 100 because they owe me an email. Do you mind if I put you on hold for about a minute?
Is it okay if I just grab lunch first and then I'll
call? Oh, yeah. Take your time and just give me a call back, okay? Or I'll call you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.